Okay, Chevra, we're learning Yerida Simin Kuf Tes, and one of the conversations that comes up is the Torah quotes from a Sefer HaTruma that when I say that Yavish B'Yavish is Chayav B'Trei Batel, that's only true if it's Min B'Mino. But if I have Yavish B'Yavish Min B'She'eino Mino, so then you need Shishim. Right? That's what the Torah quotes in the Sefer HaTruma. And the Torah tells us that this is a din d'rabbanan, because if it's min b'she'eino mino, we're worried that you might cook them together. If you cook them together, it's going to be nice and tam. And therefore, because we're worried that you might cook it together, so min d'rabbanan, they say k'nig shishim. But min ha-Torah, if I have yavesh b'yavesh, min b'she'eino mino, it's batel b'roiv also. Nachon? That's what the Torah said. However, if you read slowly and carefully, the Darkei Moshe quotes that the Hagos Sharei Dura, the Hagos Sharei Dura quotes in the Trumas Hadashen that even min hatoira, if I have a tarufis of min b'she'eino mino, yavesh b'yavesh, it is not going to be bottled. It's a din d'oraisa, no? That's what the Sharei Dura is quoted as saying, the Hagos Sharei Dura. But the Torah notes that the Isser v'Heter ha'aruch in Klal Chavav Din Yud Aleph says it's a Din Drabonon, and you get an impression that the Maskana is against this Hagois Sharei Dura, who assumes that it is Min HaTorah. That's the Maskana of the Darkei Moshe. But it's Kedai to just look into this issue, because it's interesting, no? The din of Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'She'eino Mino is at the Raisa or the Rabbanon that you require Shishim. So the Hagoy Sharei Dura quotes, his whole Raya is from a Tosis in Psachim on Dav Mem Dalet. Okay, the Sugya Psachim on Dav Mem Dalet is speaking about the rule of She'ani Omer. She'ani Omer is the following rule. If I have two boxes, one box is chulin and one box is truma, and you have two sa'as, two smaller containers, one of chulin, one of truma. So She'ani Omer says that the chulin fell into chulin, the truma fell into truma, and we don't assume that the truma fell into chulin and asur it, no? So either they are going to be one mutter, one asur. Ooh, right, that would be the chulin fell into chulin, truma fell into truma. And that's what we assume, she'ani omer. I assume that way, but I don't assume that the truma fell into the chulin, and therefore I have both asr. Nachon? That's the Gemara in Pesachim. And the Gemara tells me that this is true only because it's a din d'rabbanan. And the only reason Zakhbi Gemara writes a din d'rabbanan is because we are speaking about truma midivrehem. No? Min ha-toimer, the chiyuv of truma, is only dagan, tirash, and yitzar. And we're talking about other stuff that's not dagan, not tirash, not yitzar. And therefore, it is a din d'rabbanan. It's truma bizman hazer, which is d'rabbanan, adkan divrei ha-gemara. So Taisus jumps up and down and spits wood in nickels. And Taisus says, 1 second, why do you have to come on to say that it's drabbanon, because we're talking about shuma bizman hazeh, or shuma tayris, or something like that. Correct taisis, l'cha'oretz drabbanon, because b'chol makom min ha'toyra min b'mina is batu b'roiv. Right, taisim sachem asks, that let's assume that's drabbanon, because what's happening over here? You have two baskets, one chul and one shuma. Let's assume they're both wheat. And they have two small containers, one chulin, one truma, both wheat. So She'ani Omer says, chulin into chulin, truma into truma, right? And Zakhbi Gemara says, it's drabbanon. Direct crisis, why you tell me it's drabbanon? Because it's truma bizman hazeh, which is drabbanon. It should be drabbanon because min b'mina is batul b'rayif, no? It's batul b'rayif min ha-tayra. That's Isis's kasha. So Taisus answers, "Oimeri deboy lemeimer b'chol inyan afilo min b'she'eino mino kegoyin kemachitin bekemach sa'oyrim she'eino nicker." So Taisus, we're talking about the din d'oraisa that it's min b'she'eino mino, that you have kemachitin and kemach sa'oyrim. In other words, the two kupos, the two big baskets, are shalchitin, and the sa'in, the smaller baskets, are sa'irim, and therefore it is min b'she'eino mino. So comes along the Hagos Sharei Dura, And he says, it's meduyak in the Tosfos on Daf Mem Dalet of Psachim, that what? That Taruvus of Yavesh be Yavesh min b'she'eno mino is do'eraisa nitvi the Sefer HaTaruma. Whew! That's a good raya, gentlemen, no? You just sit back for a second and smile and appreciate the godless of this raya. It's pretty chashuv, no? It's a pretty good raya that the Hagayis Sharei Dura comes up with. Now, a few things to be said over here. The Erste Sach, okay, translate for you, the first thing. By the way, I think on the next Bechina, I'm going to give extra credit for the number of Yiddish words that you guys know. I've done this before, no? Right? So, but you can't use the same words you used last year. Like I remember. But the Erste Sach, the first thing over here is, let's go back to the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe says that the Isser v'heter ha'aruch assumes like the Sefer HaTruma, that Taruvus of Yavesh v'Yavesh min b'she'eno mino is bato min ha'toyre b'ra'iv and only mid'evrei ha'minik shishim. Right? And that's what he quotes in the Isser v'heter in Klal Chafvav Osir Aleph. The bottom of the Isser v'heters that we have has the commentary of the Zer Zohov. And the Zer Zohov, Rekta Kasha, that if you look earlier in the Sefer Isser v'Heter, Klal Chaf Gimel, Ois Ches, the Isser v'Heter over there says that a ta'arovis of Yavish v'Yavish min b'she'eno mino is do'iraisa. That's his Kasha. So that's already a strong Kasha. We have a stira in the Sefer Isser v'Heter. So the Isser v'Heter suggests, interestingly, that there's two types of taruvus yavish v'yavish, no? There's one taruvus yavish v'yavish when you have like a big chunk of meat. So in that case, he argues if you have a big chunk of meat, so now have yavish v'yavish chad bitrei min b'she'ein ol mina yiz bato min ha'tayra uni midirabbanon yinig shishim. But if I have small things, like grains, so then in that situation, what's going to end up being is that you're going to end up eating, right? Let's say I have, I'll use a different word for it, kemach the kemach, no? The Zer Zohav on the bottom of the Isser v'Heter Tainas, that by kemach the kemach, you're going to end up eating the Isser, no? And if I'm going to end up eating the Isser because I have a mixture of treif and kosher, and in every little bit, even if it's bottle, but I have grains of Isser, so b'kahai gavna min ha'toira, it's not going to be bottle until you have shishim. That's already interesting, though. No? It's interesting on two levels, l'cha'ira. It's interesting because of the zeh, and two levels that we've already discussed in our youth. Maybe three. Three levels. The first din is that the Zer Zohav on the bottom of the Isser v'Heter is assuming that when you have kemach b'kemach, it can't be bottle in Rashba world. Because, right, remember, we had a discussion in the Shach in Sifkat and Gimel. Is kemach b'kemach considered yavish b'yavish alach b'alach, right? Remember that discussion? So the Isser v'Heter, the Zer Zohav on the bottom of the Isser v'Heter Aruch is saying that he considers it yavish b'yavish. What? Two, he's assuming that according to the Rashba, it's going to be usser to eat it because there blives isser. There is some isser that remains, right? If you remember the Badei HaShulchan Paskind, that in the Shailah Kemach B'Kemach, you have to be Machmir based on the Rashba. Three, he's assuming that when you have Shishim, it's going to be bottle. Right, that's already interesting on another level because we pointed out that the Prima Godin had a suffix whether the yisod of being batal me otsem miuto is only shaykh by lach balach or shaykh by yavish yavish also, and the Zer Zohav is assuming that at least by kemach the kemach, which he treats as yavish be yavish, it's going to be batal b'shishim me otsem miuto. Okay? So again, let's just review what we said because I think we went a teeny bit quickly, but the idea is that the Sharei Dura, the Hagoy Sharei Dura assumes that there's a din d'oraisa that min be min b'she'eno mino yavish be yavish requires shishim. It's a din d'oraisa. That's what Agoy Sharidur assumes. The Dr. Moshe points out that the Issa v'Heter disagrees. The Zer Zahav asked, okay, fine, the Issa v'Heter and Chaf Vov Yud Aleph disagrees, but I found another Issa v'Heter and Chaf Gimel Ches who assumes also that's a din d'oraisa. So the Zer Zahav answered that there's two types of Yavish B'Yavish, no? There's big chunk Yavish B'Yavish and little grain Yavish B'Yavish. And it's a din d'oraisa that you need shishim by little grain Yavish B'Yavish. And then we pointed out that there are three chedushim within that Zer Zahav on the Iser V'Heter. Ike! You're asking a question. I think we're counting your questions for the year. Up to three. I thought it was...
That's a bunch, actually.
Yeah, whatever. You're not supposed to contradict me. Yeah.
What's the difference between saying that Kevafeva is just viewed as Lach B'Lach? Isn't he just saying that?
No, because Lach B'Lach is also going to be Bato B'Roiv Min HaTorah. And it's only Midrabbonon. A Min B'She'en Omino Yesh La'ayin.
So, it's
right. So again, it could be that the Zer Zahav is saying, but it can't be that it's Lach B'Lach, because if you read the Iser V'Heter in Chaf Gimel Ches, the Iser V'Heter is clearly talking about Bittul of Yavesh B'Yavesh. He's not talking about Lach B'Lach. Right? It's just like, I think from his Lashon, you have to look at the Iser V'Heters. Right? It's Chaf Vav Yud Aleph and Chaf Gimel Ches. And I think it's clear that he's talking about, what do we call it, no? Yavesh B'Yavesh. Okay. Next. Chavistas. I think I gave you some Chavistas to look at, no? So the Chavistas... there are two sifkotins in the Chavistas that are kedai to read in the siman. I gave you sifkotin Aleph. There's also a sifkotin Hey in the Chavistas, which is kedai to look at. The Chavistas in sifkotin Hey raises the objection: how could you possibly say that the pshat in Taisus and Pesachim Mem Dalet is that there's a din d'oraisa that yavish be yavish min b'she'eino mino requires shishim? The only time I ever require shishim min ha-Torah is because there is nesinas tam, no? And nesinas tam l'cha'ira is only true when it's hot and there's going to be bu'ya. But if I have a taruvis of yavish be yavish, that is cold, no? I have, let's say, Orla apples and non-Orla oranges, or Orla oranges and non-Orla apples, and then the same basket. No, you forget which one is Orla and which one isn't. Actually, Orla is a bad example, because Orla is batel b'mosayim. I don't know, you need some, but something that's batel shvius, maybe. Stuff with Kedusha Shvius is batel, although Kedusha Shvius... Yeah, some of the Kedusha Shvius. Is that Dabashi Yeshu Matirin?
But you've seen all of it. The Rambam says it.
What?
He says it's different from Yain Nesef and Amudazar. He says it's not eating all of it. That's why he's not counting it with those exceptions.
Okay. We have to be creative to come up with a Yavesh B'Yavesh Min B'She'en Aymin, right? Right? That's what it's talking about. Apples and oranges. One is Aser, one is Mutter. You forget which one is which. So the Hagoy Sharedur is assuming that min ha-Torah yinik shishim. Frech the Chavistas, why the heck do you need shishim min ha-Torah? Right? There's only a requirement for shishim when there's nesinas tam. If you don't have nesinas tam, there's no heat, it can't require shishim. So what's going on here? So the Chavistas in Sifkatan Hey answers, interestingly, that no, there might be Nesinas Tam. He says Nesinas Tam is not a din in Bishul. Nesinas Tam is a Metzius, whether there is Tam or there is no Tam. And over here, the Metzius might be that there is Tam. For example, let's say you have a sandwich with apple and orange in it, no? And you bite into it, right? So there's going to be Tam! Tam is not, right? I think it's a good yesoid that's like worth putting in your back pocket and holding on to it. Right? I was not aware of this, so by the way, until like 2 days ago. But the Chavos Das's Yesod over here is that Ken Zayin, that there's a din of Tam Ke'ikar without Bishul. Without any what we call Bliya. Interesting. Okay? The Chavos Das also speaks about how the Gemara in Psachim Mem Daled, they're really involved in the sugya where the Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras is Deiraisid Rabbanan. Right? So what would be the requirement for Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras? He wants to say, according to this, that maybe it's not just any Nesinas Tam, but you have Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras without Bliya. In that situation, that's what becomes Deiraisa. That's like the Hoshtiko Tayrim, the Chavos Das, Mr. Press.
Yeah, so I would assume you guys can differently that. Just for like lot, since like the liquid they kind of fuse together, so like there's no longer mama show, it's no longer the end, but for a solid or yeah, there's another show, I was assuming it's still the end, you don't have to resort to time. So like for the Abbasats, it's saying there's a certain like proportions to be reached where there's no longer the end of a Yavish until time, usually there still would be the end. It's just that they never mixed to the degree.
In other words, a lot is going to diffuse immediately, right? The yavish be yavish, when I leave it intact, nothing happens. Once I chew into it, right, it becomes a problem. Now, Reb Feivel Cohen understands, and we'll kind of talk about this in a few minutes, that the pshat in the Chavos Das is once I bite into it, it becomes a lach
b'lach.
What?
That makes more sense.
Once I bite into it, at that moment, it becomes a lach b'lach, and then there's nesinas tam als lach b'lach. Which, again, I don't know, I didn't spend enough time reading it. Like, this is the thing, you'd have to read like 10 times to figure out if that's the Pshat in the Chavos Das or not. But I think it's an interesting idea, and maybe we'll come back to that also in a few minutes. Okay? So far, so good, gentlemen? So we have a Taisim Psachim Daf Mem Dalet. And Taisim Psachim Daf Mem Dalet is assuming, as understood by the Haglai Shari Dura, that the din of Yavish B'Yavish Mim B'She'enu Mino is a din d'oraisa that requires Shishim, unlike the Sefer HaTshuva. However, there's an entirely different pshat in this Haggadah, in this Taisus Simsachim, Daf Mem Daled. In Gansin, different. The Shach in Sifkatin Yud references this Taisus Simsachim, Daf Mem Daled, no? And the Shach says that really what Tosis is getting at is that the Gemara, remember, we're talking about She'ani Omer, that you have two baskets, Chul and Truma, and two little cups, let's say, one Chul and one Truma, you want to know which one fell into which. Right? Zucht the Shach, that the Be'er in Tosis is that we're not talking about Bittul of Yavish B'Yavish, we're talking about Kemach B'Kemach, which has a din of Lach B'Lach. No? The Shach in Sifkatin Yud Tainas, it's unbelievable. I totally didn't realize this. This is the fourth time I'm teaching Yerideya. The fourth time I'm learning Kuf Tes with the Shir, which means I probably did a few times beforehand already. This is the first time I noticed that the Shach is saying the Fakert Pshat that Nagoy Sharidur is saying. Because you only figure this stuff out when you read it inside. No? Nagoy Sharidur is Midday from the Taisus on Daf Mem Daled, that the issue in Taisus is whether it's Mindamina Mimbisha'in Aminai. Right? And Afreka Kholisago is saying it's Mimbisha'in Amino. And Mimbisha'in Amino, Yavish be Yavish. Says the Shach, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is it's a din of Lach Balach. Because Kemach be Kemach is Dinai for Lach Balach. That's what the Shach says in Sifkatin Yod. And by the way, if you read the Shach slowly and carefully, that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying there's Agoy Sharidura, and I disagree. Befeirish in the Shach, no? I just never noticed this until like 2 days ago. That's Befeirish, Pshat in the Shach and Sifkatin Yod. The Pashtus is, however, if you read the Taisus, that the Shach is wrong, no? You read the Taisus, the Pashtus in Taisus is that he's just flipping, right? The question, the Gemara, Frak Taisus Akasha, why are you telling me we're talking about Truman Derabbanan? No, that's why I can say, Sha'ani Omer, Frak Taisus, it should be Derabbanan out Bittul B'Rayv. The answer is, it's Min B'Sha'in Aminai. Right? Tosis's only variable is the min domino, min b'she'in omino. According to the Shach, we should really use the words lach, b'lach, no? And dem verter steht nicht in Taismus, Rabban Asahi. Those words don't appear in the Taismus. So, shat, dude, fellow, nice, good shat. Right? Very creative, by the way. This is a classical shat, no? The shat takes his perish and he stups it into all the Rishonim. Even if, the Lashon, not so much. But okay, this is what we have. That's the first ha'ara I wanted to make. I mean, there's a few other ways of looking at this situation. Remember, we had the Chavis Das's Kasha. The Chavis Das asked in Sifkot and Hey, how can the Hagoy Shari Dura assume that's the Raisa? Because it's Min B'She'ino Minu Yavish B'Yavish, and there's no Bliya, right? That was the Kasha. So we have a couple of answers. One answer is the Chavis Das himself assumes that maybe Tam does not involve Bliya. Right? And perhaps the pshat in that is like what we just spoke about, that it becomes a lach b'lach. We have another peirush that the Prima Godin entertains in Chelek Gimel Perek Gimel Dibra Hamaslo V'hine. Right? That the Prima Godin writes that when there's Kezayis B'chtei Achilas Pras, it's the Eraisa, even though it's a Yavish B'Yavish. And that, by the way, is the simplest read of the Gemara. Rav Shech always points out that the Prima Godin was a Rosh Yeshiva, so he said Shiurim Yeridim. That's what Rosh Yeshiva do, no? And because he's a Rosh Yeshiva, he's always very clear and very organized. Usually, I mean, if this is true about everybody, but that's what the Prima Godin was. Okay, fine. The third Mahalach, if you look over here in the bottom of my page, you have a Tzvilat Tzadik. The Tzvilat Tzadik says Azoi. Now the reason why it's the Raisa is because Kemach B'Kemach alone is not Ro'i L'Achila. And it's only made to be cooked or to be baked, no? Normal people don't eat flour Hishala Atzmo. Normal people take flour and they cook it, they bake it, no? Therefore, says the Tzvilat Tzadik, it becomes the Raisa because it's only made L'Hit Pashel. That's already curious whether that will become the Oraisa or not. But what can we do? Okay. Nachzor Ledidan. We hold, like the Sefer HaTruma, that min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish min ha'tayra is bato b'roiv. Min d'rabbonon, you need shishim. Right? We're not holding, like the last 20 minutes of shir, Hagoy Shari Dura l'halacha we pass in like the Sefer HaTruma, that min ha-toyra it's potur b'roiv, min divreihem, you need shishim. Based on this, the Chelek Hashach in Sifkotin Tes, Tainas, that one second, the only reason why I need shishim midirabonon is because I might cook it together, according to the Sefer HaTruma. And if I cook it together, it's going to be nice and tam. And we hold tam ke'ikras deraisa, right? Remember this? We spoke about in our youth that maybe the opinions, why you need the opinions of the Rambam, Ravid, and Rashi. And by the way, I asked that we don't know where this Rashi is, no? The Beis Yosef says that Rashi holds it in the Shishim by min bimino yavish yavish, right? And the Rashi holds like the Rambam in the Shishim. We ask that there's no such Rashi. So we said a Shtikot Torah from the Sefer Kinyan Deya. Right, the Kinyan Deya assumes that you need shishim because the only reason why there's a difference between min bimino min b'she'eno min is that min b'she'eno mino could be nice and tam. So therefore you need shishim. But by min b'mina, you can't be nice and tam, so therefore you don't need shishim. And that is because it could be nice and tam, and it would come with the Isidai Raisa. But the Rambam and Rashi, who hold that tam ke'ikris durabonon, that's why they always need shishim, right? In other words, there is no such Rashi, the King Yandeya said, but we know it by unpacking. Right? That the only reason why the Rambam assumes you need shishim is because the Rambam holds Tamkik is drabbanon, so fundamentally there can't be a distinction between min demino, min b'she'eno mino. And since Rashi also holds that way, so therefore it's beautiful, right? That's what we said. So Menachem Friedman pointed out that if you look in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Metzia 53, the Shita Mekubetzes quotes a Rashi. We don't have such a Rashi, but Shita Mekubetzes had a Rashi. By the way, the Shita Mekubetzes was Rebbe Bezalel Ashkenazi. No, he was a shnur. He was a mashulach. And he, because of his trips around the world, he went to various libraries and he accessed various kisveyah. And he quotes them in the Shita Mekubetzes. No, so Shita Mekubetzes is quoting a Rashi that we don't have, but it's a Rashi. Now the Rashi says befeish that min b'mina yavish b'yavish requires shishim. Right? Again, it could be the king and day is right, that the whole cheshbin is because Tom Kik is drabanan, but our kasha, that we don't know where the Rashi is, was answered because Shita Mekubetzes b'shem Rashi, thank you Menachem. Good? Ugh. So Nachamo, let's go back to Shachsif Katan Tess. Shachsif Katan Tess is saying the only Miswan the Sefer Truma assumes that min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish requires shishim is because it could come midayt isur do'i ra'isa im kenim hadivarim, says the Shach, if have an isur that fundamentally is midrabanan. For example, kol of akum, gevinas akum, we'll say gevinas akum because it's yavish b'yavish, gevinas akum or bishal akum, it's an isur that's fundamentally drabanan, so it can never come midayt isur do'i ra'isa. If it can never come midayt isur, so the Shach Tainas, you always will say that it's Batul Chad B'Trei. The only reason why you need Shishim is because it could potentially be the Oraisa. Other, if I have an Isser that can never potentially be the Oraisa, the Shach and Sifkatin test Tainas that this is going to be Batul Chad B'Trei, and the Shach says it's Lahalacha. So much so, the Shach, Mitzayin Litvisha Ivra, with his Lithuanian reading of Hebrew, reinterprets the words of his wife's grandfather, of the Ramah, no? The Shach felt an affinity towards the Ramah because his wife was Enoch of the Ramah. You know this? Okay, now you do. Right, so the Shach reinterprets the Ramah. The Ramah writes that there's no difference between the Oraisa and the Rabbanon, which sounds like an Isser de Rabbanon. Min b'she'eno mino yavish b'yavish also requires shishim. That's the pashtus in the Ramah, right? But the Shach says, no, that can't be true. Because the only reason you ever require shishim is because it could be doiraisa. So if I have gevinas akum, it can't be doiraisa, so it's going to be batul chad b'trei, right? That's what the Shach says. Aye, what does the Ramah mean? Says the Shach, what the Ramah really means is that an Isser de Rabbanon has to be Boto Chad B'Trei, and it's not going to be Boto Chad B'Chad. No? The Shach says that the Pshat in the Ramah is an Isser de Rabbanon is not Boto Chad B'Chad. And that's all the Ramah means, and he mamish is Nosiv Divrei HaRamah L'Kavon Acheres. He totally reinterprets the comment of Rabbi Moses Esovas. Yes, sir.
How do you know it's not a low plug?
Well, the Shach is saying it can't be a low plug because Zobas or Taima. The only reason why the Sefer HaTruma says you need Shishim is because it could become a Doraisa. So you take the fish and Sefer HaTruma in Canaan had the worm. Something that can't be a Doraisa is Batul Chad B'Trei. That's what the Shach says. By the way, this is unbelievable, no? According to the Shach, if you have two you go to Kifur and you buy two pieces of cheese, and one was Kreif cheese, one is not Kreif. Well, three pieces of cheese, right? So it's going to be Batul Chad B'Trei. That's what the Shach says, L'Halacha. The Gra disagrees with the Shach, and the Gra takes the Ramah in the normal way that the Ramah is saying that Yisurim D'Rabban are also Yisur D'Rabbanon min b'she'ino min is going to be Batul B'Shishim. Right? But the Shach has his chiddush within the Ramah. Okay. Now the Shach's understanding of the Ramah also requires a little bit of explanation. Because what the Shach is understanding the Ramah to be saying that an Isser D'Rabbanon is only Batul Chad B'Trei, it's not going to be Batul Chad B'Chad. Now, L'cha'ora, it should be Batul Chad B'Chad, no? Because we have a principle throughout Judaism of Safek Dirabbanan Lahakel. No? And Safek Dirabbanan Lahakel should tell me they have two pieces of cheese. One is kosher, one is treif. I'm not sure which is which. Treif cheese, in the worst case scenario, is Dirabbanan. No? Kvina Sakam is only Dirabbanan, so I should say Safek Dirabbanan Lahakel. How come Lamaisa you need Chad B'Trei, according to the Shach? Why don't they assume that it's Bato Chad B'Chad? That's a good kasha. So Hanir Lafi Anias Daiti Sheyesh Po Shnei Biurim. There are two explanations. If you look in the Badei HaShochan, in the Bible Cohen's monumental work, so he tainas in Sefkotin Choftes that the pshat in the shach is Eza Tatir Ve'Eza Ta'asar. I have two pieces of cheese. One I know is kosher cheese, one is treif cheese. You want to tell me that since the iser is an iser drabonon, so suffik drabonon lahakel, and you could eat both of them, right? Whoa. Or suffik drabonon lahakel, and I could eat at least one of them, no? But how do I know which is which? Eza tatir, ve'eza ta'esar, right? I can't just arbitrarily say, oh, this piece is kosher because I want to eat it, and that piece is treif because I don't want to eat it. And it's not reasonable to assume that they're both kosher because we know they're not both kosher, right? So Eza Tatir Eza Tesar tells me that you have to say they're both kosher. I can't say Safik Drabbanan Lahakel when I'm not sure which one to be makel on. Hanir Lafi and Yisdaiti, that the pshat in this svar of Reb Feivel is like the Ran writes in Perak Arvei Psachim. There's a shayla in the Gemara about whether Haseba is required b'trei kasi kamoi or b'trei kasi basroi. No? You need Haseba by the Ershta Tzvei Kaisis or by the Tzveita Tzvei Kaisis. Right? You need Haseba the first two or the last two. So what does the Ran say? The Ran has two opinions. How come we pass in Lahalucha, we do Haseba by all four Kaisis? Why? Says the Ran, either because Haseba is easy to do. No? By the way, I was always bothered by this. Haseba is one of the hardest mitzvahs, Leil HaSeder. No? It's mamish difficult. You ever notice that? So, okay, but the Ran felt Haseba is easy. Okay, so fine. The other bayer in the Ran is I can't say that you don't need Haseba at all, Safik Drabonon or Hakel, because says the Ran, which two cases would need Haseba? I don't know. I can't say Safik Drabonon to eradicate the mitzvah of Haseba. Elamai, what am I going to do? Either I need Haseba the first two, or I need Haseba the last two. But I can't arbitrarily choose which one. I have no svara why the first two should need Haseba more than the last, or the last two should need more than the first two. So therefore I say they all need Haseba. That's very similar to Reb Feivel's Eza Tatir Ve'Eza Te'ezar, no? So that is one Mahalach. The second Mahalach over here is years ago when I said Yeridei Yashir for the Smicha boys the first time, I had a Talmud named David Glassberg. So David Glassberg pointed out, anyone know him? He pointed out a different pshat in the Shach. You want to say the Shach is L'shitaso. If you look in Klalei Svek Sveka of the Shach, in Simen Kuf Yud, in Oyschok, in Simen Kuf Yud, first you have like nine Se'ifim of Vegel Shulchan Aruch Ramah, Shach and Taz. Then the Shach gives you Klalei Svek Sveka, begins after Sifkat and Samach Beis in the Shach, and he has like 20 Samad Se'ifim, or 30 Samad Se'ifim of Klalei Svek Sveka. So an ice chaf of the Kolei Svek Sveka of the Shach tainas that they don't say Safek Drabbanan Lahakel b'makom mischazek isura. If I have a previously chazaka means many different things in Judaism, but let's assume I have chazaka status, previous status that I know that it was usher, and then later on something changes. Right, so cheskas, right, you have a cheskas iser, and the shayla is whether the cheskas iser blives, whether the cheskas iser remains. So the Shach and Oschav says, that he's machmir. Safik derabbanan lahakel does not apply the ischazik isura. Now the pri chadash over there disagrees with the shach. Said this Talmud of mine, David Glassberg, that maybe that's the pshat in our shach. I have a din derabbanan, an iser derabbanan of gavinas atzmon. You want to say that it's mutter chad b'chad. But I can't say it's mutter chad b'chad, because what? You want to say safek rabban lahakel? I can't say safek rabban lahakel because it's a schazek isura. You have an isra that's over here. Now, yeshal ayin a teeny bit whether having an isra present is considered ischazek isura, or it's a slightly different term, it's called ikba isura, no? There's a din da'iraisa that if I do a suffix iser, I have to bring the carbon called an asham talay. No? Everyone and their uncle asks Akasha, my dear Maimonides, you paskin that suffix da'iraisa mohakam in hatayra. The din that we're machar in suffix da'iraisa for the rabbam is a din d'rabbana, no? So how on earth do you ever bring an asham talay? So they answer that asham talay is when you have chaticha achas mishtei chatichais. I have two pieces of meat in front of me. One is chalof, one is shuman. I don't know which is which, no? So I eat one of them, I have to bring a carbon, asham taloi, which is here to protect me until I find out which one it is. By the way, you see from the din of asham taloi that there's a requirement for tshuva on an aver misafek, and the Rama Paskas and Chukas Yemeki Purim, that tshuva on aver misafek has to be a bigger tshuva than tshuva on aver bavadai, because the asham taloi has to be worth more money than the carbon chatas kavua is worth, no? It's perfection in the Rama and Hilchos Yemeki Purim, Tafresh Vav, no? Now, Safik Avera requires more kapara than the Vade Avera. People don't think about this, like, before Yom Kippur, no? They think, oh, I'm not sure if I did an Avera, Shalom Alei Nafshi, not so pashat, no? You better do real tshuva if you think you did an Avera, potentially you did an Avera. Precisely because you're not sure, you won't have as much charata, so you have to, right, feel bad, right? I remember one time when I was in Marash HaKola, one guy asked Reb Yitzchak Cohen something to the effect of that he ate food without a bracha. What should he do? Reb Cohen looks and goes, feel bad. Really bad. Like, oh boy. And if Reb Cohen tells you to feel bad, I mean, my guess is that you have nightmares the week after. Right? And that's what you should do. You did an aveira, feel bad. Tshuva. That's what it means. But Pekitzer, everyone asks a kasha on the Rambam. My dear Rambam, how can you have a carbon of Asham Tala? Your suffix d'oraisa is l'hakal min hatayra. It's only midrabanan. Suffix d'oraisa is l'hakmi. So the answer everyone gives, but if you ever learn Shem Shmaitza, this is like the first two pieces, no? So the answer everyone gives that according to the Rambam, by ikba isura, since it's chaticha achas, mishtei chaticha, you know there's an isra over here, so it's a different type of suffix. Right? Well, this David Glassberg was saying is that according to the Shach, I don't say Safik Rabban Lahaka, but Makai Ischazak Isura. Well, it's not really Ischazak Isura. Ischazak Isura is when they have a previous status quo of Isser. Over here, it's not previous status quo of Isser, it's I have an Isser Lafanai. That's something maybe we'll talk about in 2 minutes. That's not Lacha'ira called Ischazak Isura, that's called Ikba Isura. But that was his suggestion. Okay, Hayote, let's gather what we have. Right, we paskin like the Sefer Truma, that if I have a taruva, say Yavesh mi Yavesh min b'she'en omino, some min ha'teretz b'tuberoid min d'rabbanin yinikshishim. The Shach is medayik from that the only reason why I need shishim mid d'rabbanin is because it could be a da'iraisa, but some that can never be a da'iraisa only require some that can never be derived is going to be batul chad b'tshrei, right? That's what the Shach said, and the Shach therefore reinterprets the Ramah, right? And this is like fairly obvious, but you have to get it straight. One other point to make from this shtikl Torah, the Sefer HaTruma. Remember, Sefer HaTruma versus HaGaisha Redura. Everything is beginning to make sense. The third point to make is Azoi. Taruvus Yavesh Bi Yavesh Min B'She'in Omino Min HaTaira It Is Batol B'Raif Mid Rabban Yenishisha. If that's the case, L'cha'ora, the halacha should be that let's say it's Nishpach. Nishpach means that it spilled, and you're not sure if you have shishim or you don't have shishim. No? Alternatively, let's say it's not nishpach. I mean, the nishpach case is brought up here in the Pesachei Teshuva Sifkat in Gimel. If it's not nishpach, we could all say the same type of thing, but I'm not sure exactly the measurement of how much Esser fell in. I'm not sure if I have shishim or don't. So the din should be that yavesh be yavesh, min b'she'enoi minoi, since in the worst case scenario it's a din d'rabbanon, so therefore I should say that the makam safik is mutter. No? And that's what Rebbe Akiva Eger felt at the beginning. But then Rebbe Akiva Eger comes, and this is all in the Pesachei Teshuva Sifkat in Gimel, although it's really hard to understand. Pesachei Teshuva and Sifkat in Gimel quotes the Rebbe Akiva Eger, and he gives two mahalchim why you should be machmir on min b'she'eno mino yavesh bi yavesh b'makom safek. What mahalach to be machmir is, the reason why I have to be machmir is because I might cook them together. And if I might cook them together, it could be da'iraisa. So here also, if I have a suffix, whether there's an issa, I'm not sure if I have shishim, still I might cook it together, and that might come with the issa da'iraisa, so I have to be machmir. That's the second pshat in Reb Akiva Eger. That's the pshat I think that's easier to swallow. No? But then there's a first pshat in Reb Akiva Eger. The first pshat in Reb Akiva Eger says, you know what? In the case at the beginning of Tzad Yiches, which we'll be starting tomorrow, in the case of Tzad Yiches, when we have Nishbach, and we say if it's Nishbach on the Drabbanon, it can be Megal. Zot Reb Akiva Eger, that's because I have a Chazaka Kineged a Chazaka. On the one hand, I have ischazik isura, he says. The fact that I know some isser fell in the container indicates that that's a cheskes isser. I go back to the previous conversation with David Glassberg versus the Rambam, no? Reb Akiva Eger is saying that the fact that I have some isser that fell in means that is ischazik isura. But kineged that I have a cheskes heter, that mistoma the tafshil was previously mutter, and it didn't become usher. Status quo was that the tafshil was heter, and now an isser fell in. Since I have conflicting chazakis, so therefore I'm going to say by nishbach I am megal. But in our case, when you know for sure that it used to be usher, when you know for sure that you have a yavish be yavish, and it was usher, and or yavish be yavish, you know for sure that it fell in, so you have cheskes iser, and you want to tell me that kenegan that cheskes iser, you have another chazaka of cheskes heter. But I can only say cheskes heter in a shayla if one penetrates the other, if one will impact on the other. But by yavish b'yavish, one won't impact on the other, so therefore I don't have a cheskes heter, says Reb Akiva Eger. And if I don't have a cheskes heter, so then I have to answer it. Look at the Reb Akiva Eger's first day inside. And we should probably discuss it during Seder, because I'm not sure if I'm doing it justice now. But I think the pshat in Reb Akiva Eger is he's saying in the regular case of nishbach I have conflicting chazakas. Or conflicting chazakas is because the shaila is whether the item that was heter remains heter, whether it became usher now. But in the shaila, the item that was heter is not ever becoming isser because it's a yavish be yavish and it can't become usher. If it can't become usher, so therefore it doesn't really have a cheskes heter, and therefore it can't be usher. That, I think, is the pshat. That, I think, is the pshat in the Reb Akiva Eger. Okay, let's move on. We have a few more minutes, and I want to talk about Se'if Beis. I said I'd talk about Se'if Beis today. It just took me a longer time to finish Se'if Aleph than I would have wanted. Okay, so in Se'if Beis, the din is if I have Gimel Chatichos. One is Isser, one is... Well, two are Heter, one is Isser. So, and then I cook them together, so it's all going to be Osir. No? That's the din. If I cook them together, it's all going to be Osir. That's what the Mechaber says. The Ramah writes that If you cook them together after Noda HaTarovis, then it's going to be mutter. Because of the rush. Because the rush holds that Bittul is transformative. And after Noda HaTarovis, you have the rush. And says the Ramah, but Makayim Hefsid, you could be Megal. The Prima Godim understands that the Ramah is not Megal, but Makayim Hefsid, he's Megal only, but Makayim Hefsid Meruba, but for our purposes, right, it's largely the same. So again, let's chazal. Mechaber says it's going to be Osir, categorically. When you cook the three pieces, it's going to be Osir. Ramah says it's going to be Mutter, at least sometimes. What's the pshat in the Mechaber? So, there are two comments in the Gra about what the pshat in the Mechaber is, and they are very different, and there are not gaminas between them. The first pshat in the Gra is that the Mechaber holds like the Rashba. That means I could eat three pieces zeh achar zeh, but eating them biyachad is forbidden. So here also, when I cook them all, it's ki'ilu, I'm eating them b'yachad, because each of them is nice and tam into the new mixture, and therefore, it's going to be like I'm eating it together. That's the first pshat in the Gra, which I think is very reasonable, and the Gra, therefore, according to the first Peirush, is saying of machlokes mechaber ramah, is simply a machlokes rash barash. No? Beautiful. I think we said this over like the last time we learned. However, the Goyin has a second pshat. The Goyin in the Likut writes, by the way, what does it mean Likut versus not Likut in the Gra? So if you read the Hakdama to the Bir HaGadah, it's written by his sons, the Goyin used to learn a lot. That's the first thing. And every time the Goyin learned, he took notes. After the Goyin was Nifter, B'nei HaMechaber, the Gra's sons, published the Gon's notes on Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Bir HaGra. But the Gra learned many different times, so he had different notebooks. The first Peirush is the first notebook. The Likut is a different notebook. Sometimes you have a second Likut, right? That was a third notebook. The Gon just took different notes. He had different notebooks, and his children published his notes. That's all it means. Rav Shechter was planning on writing his master's thesis on the Bir HaGra, no? When he was in Rebbe. But then, at some point, Schechter felt that the professor he was writing for was a kaifer, so he stopped writing. So Schechter didn't get his master's from Rebbe. In those days in yeshiva, in order to get smicha. So Rav Schechter never officially got smicha from the yeshiva. He had a private smicha from the Rav. This is good yedias. I had a private smicha from the Rav. He didn't have smicha from yeshiva. So then he became the Rosh Kolal. And he still didn't have smicha from yeshiva. Rebbetzin Schechter used to call. The Kol Beis Medrash was on the third floor of this building, right down the hall. That was the Kol Beis Medrash. There's still a sign there. The Katz Kol Beis Medrash. Schechter was learning there in the Kolal. He's the Rosh Kolal, and Rebbetzin Schechter used to call. There was a payphone down the hall over here, because people didn't have cell phones in those days, and she'd always ask to speak to Mr. Schechter, because her Schechter didn't have smicha. Whatever. Okay. So the Goyin in the Likut says a different pshat. The only reason why it's going to be bottle, according to the Rashba, is because it is min b'minai yavesh b'yavesh, no? But once you cook it, it's no longer yavesh b'yavesh, it's a lach b'lach. And once it's a lach b'lach, you need shishim. The Gon's second pshat is something along the lines of what we would call in halacha chozer b'neya. I have a taruvis of Isser v'heter min b'mino yavesh b'yavesh. It should be bottle. The only thing is, once I cook it, it can't be bottle anymore. Because once I cook it, now I require shishim for the bittle. Because now it's a lach b'lach. And therefore, Chozer Renei would say it's going to be osir. That's the second pshat in the Gra. That's already interesting. It's interesting on a few levels. We pointed out a svara that Rabbi Eliav Silverman has in his Sefer, B'Shem Rabbi Rosenzweig, that even though the Rosh holds that Bittal of Yavesh B'Yavesh is transformative, and you're allowed to eat all three pieces together, but the Rosh still holds that it's Chol Zerbenei, no? And we ask the Kasha, how could it be Chol Zerbenei if it's transformative? That means I now have three pieces of Heter. How could the Isser come back? So Rabbi Eliav wanted to suggest that maybe it's not really transformative for the Rosh, it's just that the Halacha allows us to ignore it. No? We had two Mahalchim and Bittul. Is it ignoring or is it transformation? Alternatively, Rabbi Eliav quoted from Rabbi Rosenzweig that when more Isser is added, so now I have to paskin a new Shaila. And the new Shaila that I have to paskin is based on this new Taruvus that I have in front of me. So yeah, the previous Shaila was Heter Gomer, and I could eat all three pieces together. But now I have more Isser that was added. It's a new Shaila. Once it's a new Shaila, I have to paskin differently. The Shaila is, or the question that we have to address is, at what point does it become a new Shaila? You get an impression that it's only a new Shaila when you add more Isser. That's the dugma klasit, that's the classical case of Chol Zerbenei. This case of just going from Yavesh to Lach is not the classical case of Chol Zerbenei. And one could argue that we don't say Chol Zerbenei unless more Isser is added. Let me give you an example why this would be true. Mashal Mahadavah Dome. If you remember, we had a Shach who discussed whether Bito of Chad Betrei Yavesh. The Yavesh, is that based on Rov Binyan or Rov Minyan? No? So if it's based on Rov Minyan, that means it depends on how many pieces I have. So L'chaira, I have a way of chafing around, of cheating, no? Can't I just start cutting pieces up? So until that was chafing tray, right? I'm not sure which is which. Right? But if I cut more up, right? Again, like you have to do some math, and you cut more up, it could for sure be bottom. How come I don't say that? Or if I cut more up, it could for sure be osir, it could for sure be mutter, no? So, even that one is from chatzkimo, okay, maybe that's a pshat. But one could argue that cutting it up after won't help, because there's already a chalos shame of bittul beforehand, and cutting up more after doesn't help. And the rules of Chol Zerbenei are only when they add extra stuff. Honestly, I want to spend a little more time on Yedius HaTaruvus. Maybe we'll have a chatzi shir tomorrow just to be mashal and everything. I apologize. I thought that I'd finish today, but as you probably figured out, I'm not the best time manager.